God with us. That's what we celebrate this morning. That's what sits at the very heart of Christmas. Each year the anticipation builds and we wait and we prepare and we do all sorts of things. Some of you might even dread this day a little. And yet every year, without fail, what date? December 25th, Christmas comes. Over these past weeks as a church, we've gathered and journeyed through Advent, the season of expectation, where we've lit candle by candle, reminding us of the deep longing that is within us beneath all of the activity of this preparation. The longing for God with us. With, the word with, is an interesting word when you stop and think about it, isn't it? Would you like fries with that? Coffee with milk or sugar? Absolutely not. Life is better with friends. The word with speaks of a closeness, of presence. It's not distant or detached or something that observes from afar, but with means alongside, in the middle of it, not going anywhere. And that's the promise of Christmas. Not that God shouted instructions from heaven. Not that God waited for us to climb our way up to him. But that God chose to come near, to step into our world, to be with us. Not just for us, although that's true. Not just over us, although he is Lord, but with us. In our joy, in our mess, our celebration, in our sorrow, our certainty, and our confidence, and also in our doubt. And that this morning, that's the gift we're invited to receive again on Christmas Day. God with us. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. In Scripture, God's often talked about as the person who's just beyond all things, and he is. But over the last 4 weeks as a church, we've looked at the moments in the Bible where there's this talk of longing for something that's bigger. Something that will heal our brokenness. Something that will bring us hope and joy. Something that will take darkness and messiness and the brokenness in our lives, the fragility that we have to navigate, and do something with that. And the Christmas story tells us that something has happened. Something new is happening. Something has changed. God has come. God is with us. With us in our humanity as a fragile baby. And babies are messy and they poo and they cry. And Ella and I are about to experience that all over again. Pray for us. Jesus, this baby in a manger, isn't God over us or God tolerating us, but the God of the universe stepping into our world, breathing our air, knowing our limits, sharing our tears. Praise God. And so Christmas says that you're not alone. You're not alone in what you're carrying. Whatever's going on for you, whatever you're navigating, God has shown up and God is with you. Think about the manger and where and how God chooses to be with us. Not a palace, nor a temple, not a place of authority or a place of power, but in a feeding trough. A borrowed space, literally. God doesn't wait for everything to be tidy and put together, for the red carpet to be rolled out before he draws near. He just turns up. He comes to shepherds who are working night shifts and on the outskirts, nobodies. He comes with a young couple, an unmarried one at that, who are trying to just make sense of everything that's happening to them. God meets us where we are, not where we think we should be, and not even where we want to be. He draws to us and he draws to you exactly in the space that you're at. Look around at what the world presents Christmas to be, and you'll find tinsel and nicely wrapped presents and families that are smiling on Hallmark cards. You'll see a tidy manger scene in a stable with quiet animals on standby and a handful of visitors to see this poor woman who's literally just gone through labor and given birth to a baby. But the reality of Christmas is far more beautiful and far more real than that. Wasn't, as the carols sometimes make it sound, a silent night, a calm delivery, a world politely pausing to welcome the Son of God. It was noisy, uncertain, uncomfortable, a woman giving birth far from home, parents improvising, a baby laid in a feeding trough. Shepherds arriving bewildered and breathless, angels interrupting the night. And into that reality, not a polished scene nor an ideal moment, God came with us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That word dwelling means pitched his tent. God moved into the neighborhood. And the promise of Christmas isn't just that God was with us, it is that God is with us. With you in joy, with you in grief, with you in celebration, with you in uncertainty. Christmas doesn't promise an easy life, it promises a present God through all that life brings. And so the invitation of Christmas Day is really simple. It's not try harder and get everything together and put the gifts together and have a nice time. It's not fix yourself and pull yourself together. It's not get everything right. It's receive the gift of God's presence. Do you want to jump to the next slide, Harry? Receive the gift of a God who has stepped towards you first and who loves you and knows you and wants to be with you and wants you to know him. Whatever this day holds for you in the rest of the day that is to come, full tables or empty chairs, laughter or just a longing, God is with you. And that changes everything. Whether you have journeyed with God for many years and this story feels familiar or well-worn even, or whether this is the first time you've heard this spoken out loud, my hope is this, that you would know, even in a small way this morning, that God has drawn near. That Christmas would not just be something you observe, but or remember, or just get through the day, and there might be an element of that, but something that you receive today. Not a perfect day or a tidy story, but the quiet and astonishing truth that God chose with real people, with realness, with your life as it actually is. And whatever this day finds you, joyful, tired, grieving, hopeful, uncertain, you would hear the good news of Christmas again. You are not alone. God is with us. If you are here for the first time, we'd love to connect. Pop along to another Sunday morning. We don't always have trees with lights or candy canes wrapped under seats. But we'd love to connect. Pop in during the week. I'd love to chat with you if you're here for the first time. We're going to sing once more to wrap up our service, and then I'll pray to finish. But God has chosen closeness. God has chosen his presence, and God has stepped towards us so that you might know him.